This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The show is called What's on Your Mind. I would imagine a lot of you would answer that question today. Wow, I woke up to find out the president has the coronavirus. What does that mean? What will be the result of that? So I ask you, what's on your mind? I'll be answering that question. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You can text Todd, the radio god, Mitchell. 701-226-8503. You can text me. 701-367-2054. Now what? I have to admit, this would normally be the kind of news alert that would just blow you back, like, oh, what? Oh, my, no, I don't even believe this. Are you kidding me? What in the, I don't, oh, my gosh, how did, oh, I, now this? Are you kidding me? 34 days till the election? That wasn't my first reaction. My first reaction was sort of, where's the murder hornets? You know, like, what else is there? What, I mean, come.
Yeah, this didn't happen because I bought the murder hornets shirt. Otherwise, we'd have them. But,
you know, I mean, it was like, seriously, what else can you throw at this guy? And clearly, he's still standing. And I might add, not just limping, not just barely surviving, in a lot of ways, really, really crushing it. With a microscope on him like none other. I mean, way amount of political leaders over the years would have absolutely crumbled under that microscope. But he doesn't. So, my take is, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. And there is a gazillion. Todd will quantify that number in just a moment. A gazillion amount of people praying for this president, praying for his health, praying for his reelection chances.
That, by the way, is the one with a zillion zeros after it.
No, it is okay. Yeah, so it's gazillion's the appropriate term there. And you know what else?
What?
Many people see this as a battle of good versus evil. When I say this, everything. Trump gets COVID, needs to beat COVID. Trump, you know, gets some lie thrown at him from the New York Times, has to beat it. Biden says, you're a, what did he say? Round, yelly belly,
Long-faced soldier boy?
Yeah, soldier boy. You know, whatever he throws it, Trump gets over it. So. I worry, fretting, hand-wringing solves nothing.
See, the swamp's already circling about whether Pence has it or not, and of course that could lead to a Pelosi presidency.
I know, man, it's out there, though.
He's already tested negative.
Oh, yeah.
So they can take that and put that in their pipe and smoke
it.
Yeah,
nice try, guys, but...
Yeah, and... You know, you're going to be hearing all those kind of things between now and then. Watch the president. It's a prediction. Watch the president take this time. I mean, the guy is unbelievable, right? I mean, he's flying everywhere for rallies to Duluth on Wednesday. I mean, just goes, right? Okay, he doesn't have to fly now for a while till he gets the all clear. That's time back. He's not jumping from one event to the next and returning from that event. Watch how he uses this time. Could be pretty incredible. All right, let's find out what you think. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Or again, text us. I want to know, second you heard this, what you thought, what your response is to how you manage this with 30-some days left till the election. Tom in West Fargo, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Scott, this would be the opportune time for the president to use the hydroxychloroquine to prove he's been touting this, and there's been a lots of good studies about this, that how well it works. Would you agree?
I would agree, and I would note the president has been taking it, proving that it, you know, yes, it doesn't cause all the detrimental things. So he's already taken it. I don't know if he was still taking it, but at some point he was taking it after that whole debate. So I agree with you. You know, plenty of opportunities here to show that the therapies we have already work if you end up in the small percentage of folks that can get it. Absolutely.
Exactly. Yep.
Just couldn't agree with you anymore.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye.
Texter says, Scott, people like your angry liberal caller yesterday need to stop throwing the race card. Chants from the crowd saying lock her up refer to the infractions that Omar is committing to try to win an election. Has nothing to do with race. I wonder if the angry liberal even knows the definition of race. Texter says, what? You mean Trump has coronavirus? And he's not dead? He's not in the ICU? But, the media
exactly.
And the sheeple claim once you have coronavirus, you're either dead or on a ventilator.
Right? What's going on?
Sorry, Trump haters. He still has a 94% chance of survival at his age.
By the way, what are the odds of his survival just, like, walking out the front door in a given day or going to a rally in Duluth, Minnesota or something? What are those odds? Just put it in some perspective.
That's right. Hats off to the Secret Service, says another texter here. Well, that's for sure. They are incredible. Leah Backstrom and I yesterday were in Becker, Minnesota to interview Eric Trump. And fun conversation you're going to hear a little later on this hour. And the video's up on our Facebook page. But when you're sort of behind the scenes at an event like that, you get an idea of just how incredibly brilliant the Secret Service protection of the president and the other protectees are. It's unbelievable. I mean, they just are, they don't come any better. Just professional and top-notch, and think of what they do every day. Think of what they do. Texter says, this is nothing new, but the media acts like a positive test is a death sentence. They equate a positive test to a late-stage prostate cancer diagnosis. Not even in the same ballpark. Good point, I think. Good point. Yeah, that
absolutely.
This is a reminder that, come on, folks. Let's deal with reality here. But I think the political ramifications of, I mean, 30 days till an election, what do? You're out pressing the flesh. You're out campaigning. You're doing, if he set up tons of Trump rallies via Zoom, you know,
right,
cops for Trump, you know, semi-truck drivers for Trump, you know, just have all these interactions with people, allow them to ask questions. I want him to do a town hall with the Minnesota listeners of ours. Wouldn't that be kind of fun?
That would be.
President's on the screen.
Yep.
He can be on the screen. That's fine.
Yeah.
Put him up there on the
Maybe
screen.
Maybe he'll do those.
And then, you know, we'll go around with the questions, and he can chit-chat about the questions. I'm going to make that request later today. We'll see where it goes. Scott, if President Trump passes away prior to the election, would Pence be president if Trump was reelected? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I guess if the president passed away before the election, then Mike Pence is the president. What I don't know is, like, what's on the ballot. But let's not talk about such things. Let's just talk about how quick he's going to get better and shock the masses.
That will be the case.
Scott, first off, many prayers for our president and first lady. I don't even think I can listen to the media anymore besides you and Rush Limbaugh. On a side note, Chris Wallace is not doing Fox News any favors by continuing to criticize the president after the debate. Now today, it's how none of them were wearing masks and how the Biden camp was. Oh, give me a break. Another point is I work in a local hospital in the ICU, and yes, people get sick from coronavirus. Not everyone gets critically ill, and most survive. All ages survive, not just young people. I'm so tired of the fear-mongering from someone in healthcare. I'm so tired of the fear-mongering.
Amen.
If anybody would see the need to fear-monger, would it not be someone in a hospital? No. Calm. We have this. We know what's happening. Your take, welcome. What's on your mind?
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. These leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com. Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First reaction, as I explained earlier, in the sense of an emotion. I told you earlier sort of what I was thinking, what I said, but my emotion was calm. in hearing about the president having a coronavirus. I can't explain why, but I just had a sense of calm. Now, again, this is the kind of thing that should just have you go, what the heck? You know, and it didn't for me. Well, how did you react? And what do you think the result will be? 800-228-0550. Back to the calls and text in just a moment. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. What'd you guys think? Todd, when you heard it, would you... You're like,
I just wasn't real surprised. I don't understand why everybody's so surprised. It's just, it is what it is.
The president gets coronavirus 34 days before the election, and you're not
surprised?
Yeah,
and he's in contact with how many zillion people?
Right.
So.
Yeah, so that's a good point. Yeah.
Like Carl and Caddyshack. Here it is. No big deal.
Yeah.
No big deal. No big deal.
Snicker bar.
It's just no big deal.
Yeah.
Although you probably don't want to take a bite out of this, but yeah.
No. I thought, of course he's going to get it. It just was a question of
what. I know. I just wasn't that surprised or whatever.
Yeah. Seriously. Well, I could have not predicted this, but I think the outcome is going to be a lot different than a lot of people are rooting for it to be. For one, there are a lot of people praying, and if you don't think that has an impact, then you don't know anything about
how again.
Donald Trump came to be president in the first place. So don't underestimate that. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at PetroServe USA today. They are serving up. Are you ready for this now? This is home cooking with grab-and-go convenience at PetroServe USA. I'll tell you about the specials today. If you're on I-94, I'd make a quick stop off exit 292, head into PetroServe USA, and say, I think I'll have that pulled pork with gravy. Or the chicken fettuccine. It is really, really good. Their burgers are phenomenal, too, by the way. They have, and, of course, the 4-for-4 special and pizza, 2 cookies, and the drink that you'll find at all the PetroServe locations. Harwood off I-29, the exit there at Harwood. PetroServe USA there. 2 Sloppy Joes and chips. 12th Avenue North Fargo. Country Fried Steak. West Main Avenue West Fargo. Pulled pork sandwich. Pull on in. PetroServe USA.
I must tell you, yesterday, my friend, I was scouting ducks out around Eccleston, Urbana area. I stopped at the exit 292 PetroServe. The French dip was spectacular.
All right, there
Delicious.
You go. Kevin endorsed right there.
Very good.
Dennis in Minot, you're on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, you know, in thinking with Biden's way of looking at stuff, I think the governor of the state of Minnesota should apologize to the nation and to our president and first lady for failing to control the virus in his state.
So you're surmising that the president coming, making 2 stops in Minnesota on Wednesday is how he picked up the coronavirus.
It's the only place he was, right?
Well, he was there Wednesday. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how.
Didn't Biden just tell us 2 weeks ago, was it, that it was Trump's fault that everybody died of the virus?
Good point. Yeah. There it is.
And a couple of these people apologize. Good stuff, Dennis. I like that. So, thank you. What else?
So, I mean, okay. No, as far as when I saw the news this morning, I looked at Facebook, and I was like, oh, great. The president's got a bad cold. Because that's what most of the people get.
There's another...
It's nothing to be concerned about.
Another bit of perspective there. Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate that. 800-228-0550. Texter Irma says it is time for all Republicans to stand up and fill the void. Governors, senators, congressmen, hold rallies. Get out there, support Donald Trump. This election is not about one person. It's about the United States of America as we know it. Boy, is that well said. And a great idea. I still think some really innovative things can come out of this, because I agree with you. You know, if I announced Monday on the program that we're going to have a rally at the Fargo Dome, and you'll have an opportunity to wish the president well, and he'll address the crowd, and we'll also hear from, you know, I don't know, Don Jr., Eric. Eric is really good. If you get a chance to see Eric Trump, go see Eric Trump. It was really, really good yesterday. But how many people be there? A lot of people. So don't underestimate the innovation of this campaign. That's for sure. Texter says, my first thought was be prepared for the overreaction. I'm not concerned about the virus, never had been. I'm certain there are those that need to be careful, but it's been a political tool, nothing more.
Yep.
Texas says, has Melania Trump been mentioned in the news so many times in the last 3 years and 8 months that she has been testing positive with the China virus last night?
All right.
Yeah, a fair amount of that. Let's see here. Michael says, I traveled through Minnesota on the way to the UP yesterday from Bemidji to Ashland, Wisconsin. I counted 12 Biden signs. For Trump, I must have seen 80 to 100. God bless our president. Same thing down by where we were at yesterday with Eric Trump, Becker, Minnesota. Oh, my gosh. And you have to come off of 94 and go back around 10 and stuff. It is insane. Homemade signs, handmade signs.
Going out to Eccleston yesterday, same thing. Oh. All over the place. On the side of Barnes, I mean.
And, you know, the over-the-top, incredible amount of energy on the side of the president is one thing. The lack of any on the other side is also why I think this makes a difference. Bill in Tioga, North Dakota, oil capital of North Dakota. Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying we're all praying for the president over here. I know he's a strong man, but I just wanted to say, God forbid he died before the election and wind up voting Democrat.
Who do you think would vote Democrat?
You know how the Democrats get the people that's already passed away voting for them.
You were making a joke there that I didn't quite catch.
Yeah, a little bit. He's going to be fine. We're all praying for him.
By the way, I have my ballot right here, and my daughter and my wife all received our ballots. Guess what? We didn't ask for ballots. We're going to vote in person. They even send them out in North Dakota. Send the ballots out when he didn't ask for them.
Yeah, I think they sent them or asked us if we wanted them or something. No, we'll go in there and vote personally.
No, I didn't ask for it, though. That's my point. I mean, fine if you ask for it, but yeah. We didn't request ballots for the... Wow.
Yeah, it's a big mess, I can tell you that.
That is very, very odd. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it very much. Texture says...
You have a wonderful day.
You too. You too.
Bye.
We all know what the news media wants to say. Trump is privileged taking hydrochloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, that stuff. He was taking it early on, and they were saying, oh, yeah, he gets to do this, now they can't say that. They hate the president, and looks like he was right taking that, says Brooks and Castleton. Thank you, Brooks. It's a very good point. As an essential worker who hasn't missed a day of work since the lockdown started, I feel the president is also essential. He's being a good leader for millions of people who kept this country moving. Great point. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Eric Trump after this.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've opened our new state-of-the-art facility for our School of Engineering, filling our region's critical need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. Our engineering faculty is world-class and now have a beautiful space to do their craft of educating our students who will go out and serve their communities. Students can earn a degree in construction management, computer science, or civil, mechanical, or electrical engineering. Discover more at umary.edu/engineering.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government September jobs report just out, and the number of jobs created last month coming in rather disappointing and below most economists' predictions. Just 661,000 new jobs were created in September. And as for the unemployment rate, here's Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
A September unemployment rate of 7.9% remains substantially above the 3.5% level seen in February, and it's reminiscent still of levels seen during the Great Recession.
the unemployment rate going to 7.9, down from 8.4% in August. First Lady Melania Trump says she and President Trump are, in her words, feeling good after they did test positive for coronavirus last evening, and both have cleared their schedules until further notice. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
So when you sell something, and you have options on how to sell it, and one of them is guaranteed to get you more than the others just based on a track record, which one are you going to pick? Of course, you're going to pick the folks that have done it again and again. And on machinery auctions right now, the folks at Pipers, pound for pound, are getting more bucks for their clients than anybody. Plus, land auctions is something they've been known for a long, long time. They have some auctions coming up actually today online in Burleigh County. Next Tuesday, Morton and Oliver County, 5,885 acres. Kidder County, on Tuesday next week. Wednesday next week's Tutsman County, 157 acres. So there is a few examples of these. Next machine auction is coming up, machinery auction, Oscar Mattis Estate Machinery Auction in Hettinger, North Dakota, on Tuesday, October 13th. So mark that on your calendar. All right. Well, it was a true joy yesterday to catch up with Eric Trump, son of Donald Trump, who did a fantastic job revving up the masses yesterday in Becker, Minnesota, and it's a pleasure to welcome him to the program. We welcome you, Eric, to the heartland, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and our listeners.
So great. So beautiful. It's so great. The enthusiasm outside was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Folks are fired up, and you got them even more fired up, so it's pretty cool. You know, Minnesota was the last won by a Republican in 1972, Richard Nixon, and I know very close, so close last time around, so yeah, obviously that's why you're here, right?
We're going to win in 2020 again. We're going to win in 2020. The enthusiasm in the state's unbelievable. I mean, I was here a couple months ago for the big rally that we did in Minneapolis, and it was 30,000 people. You couldn't even get into the arena. It was unbelievable. I spoke that day. The energy was just beyond. I mean, it was just absolutely beyond. And then come here today, 500, 600, 700 people out here from all over. You see kids dressed in Babies for Trump, and you see, you know, young little girls wearing MAGA hats, and everybody has flags. And I mean, people are patriotic, and they love this country, and they're sick and tired of seeing what these Democrats want to do to it. And it's, I'm telling you, I've never felt enthusiasm like this, and I really think we're riding a great high, and I think my father's going to win it in 33 days.
First president I voted for was Ronald Reagan, 1984, okay? And I loved Ronald Reagan, still love what Ronald Reagan did for this country and bringing things back off the mat. You know, obviously, after that, we had the Bushes, we had our share of Republican presidents. I've never seen anything like this, ever. I mean, I don't know how many signs you saw coming in today, but the signs are everywhere.
They're everywhere, and you know, you finally have a guy who's never been in politics. He's not a politician. He came in, he was sick and tired of seeing what's happening to this country, and he came in, he decided to fight. My father's got more backbone than any person who's ever lived. I mean, literally, I mean that. He's unbelievable. And you see how the media's tried to take him down. You see how what they do to him every day, the way they slur him, the way they come after us. They tried to impeach him. They made up nonsense about Ukraine. You saw what they did with Kavanaugh. I mean, every single day he wakes up and he gets punched in the face time and time and time again, and he goes to work. And look what he did. The greatest economy this country's ever seen, the record low unemployment. He fixed the military, totally rebuilt the military. The military was falling apart. Took care of our veterans. I mean, you know, what he's done for agriculture, what he's done for coal miners, what he's done, you know, for natural gas in this country. He's protected the Second Amendment. He's literally saved Christianity. I mean, there's a full-out war on faith in this country by the other side. I mean, the Democratic Party, the far left, has become the party of the quote-unquote atheist. I mean, they want to attack Christianity. They want to close churches. They want to, you know, they're totally fine keeping liquor stores open, but they want to close churches all over the country. I mean, look what he's done in the Middle East. Peace in the Middle East. He's, you know, look what he's done with prescription drug prices. Like, you know, insulin going down, everything going down. I mean, the guy's incredible. The guy's absolutely incredible. And he's accomplished all of that in 47 months, despite getting hit in the face every single day. And frankly, so much more. I mean, I could list the accomplishments for hours. And look at the amount of people that came off of food stamps and welfare. And look where people's 401ks are today versus where they were under Obama and Biden, and we're no longer apologizing for America. And, you know, I mean, we should be so proud as a country, and that's why you have the enthusiasm that you see out there. That's why you have the thousands of signs, and that's why you have literally hundreds and hundreds of people showing up at these rallies, because they're truly appreciative of a man who gave everything to come and save America.
What's at stake here? What's an America with Joe Biden at the helm compared to your dad getting another 4 years look like?
Well, you know, America under Joe Biden is total socialism. And by the way, make no mistake, he's not at the helm. The radical left, Ilhan Omar, is at the helm. The radical left is at the helm. You know, they want free health care for every illegal immigrant. They want to take down the southern wall. They want to increase taxes by $4 trillion. Say goodbye to your 401ks and pension plans, and say goodbye to your small businesses, because their taxes are going to double and triple. They want to get rid of all oil, gas. I mean, you've seen those. They want to get rid of 180 million private health care plans. You see what they've done to law enforcement. I mean, just look no farther than Minneapolis. Literally, Kamala Harris is, you know, she wants to defund law enforcement. She's called ICE the KKK. I mean, this is some seriously radical stuff, and so much more. They want to pack the courts, something that's, you know, I mean, saving the values of this country. They want to pack the Supreme Court. They want to expand and pack it. They do want to get rid of faith. They want to get rid of your Second Amendment, something that's so important to me. They want to get rid of so many of our industries. I mean, look what they were doing to loggers in the state. I mean, they were literally trying to put the loggers out of business in Minnesota, and so much more. I mean, they want to spend $90 trillion, almost $100 trillion on the Green New Deal. And 99% of that money would be, you know, going to China and India and countries around the world. I mean, not even being invested in ourselves. And that would also bankrupt the country right away. And so they're just a radical, radical party, and it's unthinkable what would happen under them.
Another thing that is happening under President Trump as a Republican that we haven't seen with other Republicans, and that is the amount of minority vote. And I happen to think that the reason there was so much focus at the debate about white supremacy and that your dad's being asked to denounce it for the 100th time is that they see those numbers going up and have to do something to take them down. You think that's what it is?
Oh, make no mistake. It's exactly what it is. And it's absolutely coordinated between the two. And my father, last week in the White House, signed an executive order declaring the KKK a terrorist organization. Every single person that's reporting on the debate was in the briefing rooms and watched the signing of this proclamation that declared them. And by the way, Antifa, he declared Antifa a terrorist organization as well, but he declared the KKK a terrorist organization. They were all in the room. And then guess what? Guess what question they asked him? Do you denounce it? No, I just signed an executive order last week, you know, literally labeling them a terrorist organization. But this is how sick these people are. This is how sick they are. And make no mistake, the vast majority, not you, the vast majority of the media in this country is the lobbying arm for the Democratic Party. And you know what? This country sees through it. The media right now has a 7% approval rating in the country. They're probably all your listeners, right? I mean, they have a 7% approval rating in this country. People don't trust them. People don't like them. They know they're after my father. My father's got 94% negative media coverage, despite being probably the most effective president in United States history. And
that's criminal. I mean,
it is criminal.
It's just something that needs to be addressed, because they ought to be campaign contributions to the Biden campaigns.
Well, I mean, I think Chris Wallace never once asked Joe Biden about Antifa. You know, you have Minneapolis where they're throwing bricks through storefront windows and they're shining lasers in the eyes of law enforcement officers, blinding them permanently. And they don't ask about that. They ask about Charlottesville from 4 years ago, where my father clearly denounce. I mean, these are sick, twisted people. And
what do you make of Tim Scott? That one surprised me and a few others. Mitch McConnell, all of a sudden they come out right away and say, you know, the president should denounce white supremacy. I mean, they should know that he had. Why are they playing into the left?
You know what? I have no idea. I have no idea. But all you need to do is watch the montages of the hundreds and hundreds of times he's denounced it, including in Charlottesville. And these are dishonest people. They're horrible, dishonest people, and America sees through it. And honestly, it's why we're going to win. And you go anywhere with Biden, you look at his little circles of people. He has four or six people show up at an event. Biden can't. He doesn't have the people that I just had out. I'm not even on the ticket. Biden doesn't have that. I mean, you just have 600, 700, 800 people out there going absolutely crazy for a person who is not the candidate, who just represents the candidate. And the enthusiasm of this country is unbelievable, and again, it's why we're going to win the state, and it's why we're going to win the whole election, and people have to get out and vote. But in this state, you've got to watch the polls, because what's happening with ballot harvesting, those videos you saw.
I was just going to ask you about this, because you've been tweeting a lot about Veritas is an organization that shined light on this again. They found ballots there, but there's other ballots. New York, there's D.C., there's Florida. They found 100,000 military ballots, most of them Trump votes. And, of course, what we saw in Minneapolis looked to be coordinated with the Omar campaign, which is why a lot of people in Duluth last night thought she had to be locked up. Did you hear that?
I did hear that, and I think it's disgusting when you have somebody going around saying that they are bullying the elderly to hand over their ballots, blank ballots, so they can fill it out for the candidate. And you know, if somebody gives them a lot of pushback, they'll give them a couple bucks for their ballot, pay them for their ballot. And the guy's riding around on TikTok and bragging about it on camera, saying, yeah, this is what I'm doing. Look at all these unfilled out ballots. It's disgusting. It's wrong. Not only is it against the law from an election perspective, but it breaks every moral and ethical principle. You're literally bullying the elderly at their homes, intimidating them for their ballots to get another candidate to win. And it's disgusting. And you know what? Law enforcement's going to do something about it. They better do something about it. And to all the people listening, do not give your ballot to anyone. Take it in. Cast your vote yourself. And get out there and why don't you watch the polls. It's honestly almost become our civic duty, given the fact that we're finding ballots in ditches. We're finding ballots thrown away. You had an election in New Jersey a couple weeks ago where 19% of the total ballots were found to be fraudulent. People have to go out there and they have to watch the polls. They have to watch your polls. Sacrifice a couple hours of your time. Go out and make sure that there's no funny business.
We asked our listeners what to ask you, and a lot of the feedback we got, I'll just consolidate they worry about your dad. They see him working that hard, and want to make sure he's okay. It's very much you heard today. We love you. We love you. The president hears it at his rallies as well. What do you want America to know as they go to vote about your dad and about this fight?
Well, you know, first of all, he's the greatest guy in the world. I could not have had a better father. His truly my best friend in the world, right? But the man's had to wake up every single day, and he wakes up very early, and he's had to punch, and he's had to fight back every single day. He's fought everyone. He's fought the entire Democratic Party. He's fought the DOJ. He's fought the entire media, and he's done so with virtually no support. He's had the support of his family, and now, you know what, you have some Republicans that have come on board and have become great allies of him, and kind of the party has finally learned how to fight. It's changed a little bit, but he's had to take on everyone. He's had to take on China. He's had to take on the European Union. He's had to take on apps, big pharma, as he tries to reduce prescription drug prices. He's had to take on everyone. He's woke up every single day, and he's gone to war, and he's done exactly that. And America loves him for it, and America is going to reward him for it. And as a son, I could not be more proud of him. And I think in 33 days, God willing, it's going to be an incredible victory.
Well, say hi to Luke and Carolina and Laura for us, and thanks for all the travel and all the energy for the cause for America.
It's great to finally be together in person, so we'll do this more often.
I only had a chance to interview Eric on the phone before, but it was nice to be in person with him. That was yesterday, so obviously we were not able to ask him about his dad and the coronavirus, but otherwise covered a lot of ground there with him. And enjoyed the conversation. I'll tell you, he was really, really, really good. I've heard Don Jr. in person out in Williston before, and I'm trying to remember where else. Fargo, I think he did an event, and does a lot of them. I believe he's coming back to Duluth again here soon. But I've never heard Eric really sort of have that kind of rah-rah, get him fired up from the podium, and a lot of good information, and, you know, rock solid, really was. I have the speech he gave yesterday on our Facebook page. We'll share that on the flag, too. I know I have it on mine.
And Todd, you may want to do the same. Get to your calls after this on What's On Your Mind.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The hot spring spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
Got dips on your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Scott Hennon, Kevin Flynn, Leah Backstrom. Chris Larson is manning a press conference for a couple of events today. One includes Senator Kevin Cramer, who we're going to talk with next hour and take your calls. And Todd Mitchell is here. I don't know how much longer Todd's going to be here, though. He's rich now. Did you hear that he had some unclaimed cash that he now has, you know, got this huge check?
I didn't hear that.
His name was in the Minneapolis paper, and somebody saw it and sent it to him.
No, the Bismarck paper.
Oh, it's Bismarck trip, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some guy screenshot, and I'm like, yeah, that's me. You're in the paper.
Well, it's not
claimed property. So you might want to check, Scott. Maybe, you know, maybe you got a bazillion acres out there you didn't know about from some ancestry you didn't know about. Who knows?
It was nice working with you, anyway. Good luck with the millions.
Don't forget us.
Yeah,
Okay. I'll try not to spend it all in one place.
Yeah.
President Trump is showing some mild symptoms of coronavirus, according to Mark Meadows, the chief of staff today, but he says the president and Melania are in good spirits. Kevin, if you want to pull anything else from that little presser, you certainly can here. That happening right now. Todd did get the Eric Trump interview and the Eric Trump speech up on the KFIRE Facebook page, so I mentioned that earlier. That's there now. Let's see what else. How about Kevin and Cavalier? He's waiting to weigh in here on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Kevin.
I got a question. You'd have to research this. But if I remember right, underneath Obama and Biden, weren't they calling for UN poll watchers? I think it was in Texas or something because they were worried about the Republicans cheating. Yeah, if I remember right, I do remember somebody calling for poll watchers in UN. And I'm not in favor of that, but they thought the Republicans are cheating, so why can't we think that the Democrats are cheating?
If I needed a poll watcher. I'm thinking, who do I call? I go, UN. Let's call the UN. They'll watch the poll. No, I don't think so.
That did happen, though, right?
I think you're right. Yeah, I don't remember when, but that story seems familiar. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's something I just thought of. So
if Kevin, if you and I went dumpster diving, Kevin from Cavalier, Kevin from Frazee, and Scott from Montevideo.
Well, let's go.
I wonder how many of these we'd find, because how many people said, what is this here, Cass County Finance Director? I don't have anything. I'll throw it away. How many of these are in the garbage? Because people didn't ask for them. They didn't. I got
right.
I didn't ask. Give me a ballot.
I got a couple rounds of them.
I vote how you vote. Like real men and women vote right there at the poll.
Oh,
and I know there's less chance of shenanigans. Somebody finding my vote.
We got mailed ballots.
Yes,
we got letters from the auditor because we did sign up for a mail, but I mean you have to fill it. We're filling out a form, and then send it back in. They'll send us an absentee ballot.
I got the ballot too.
I have no problem with that. I mean, if somebody requests a ballot, they get a ballot. They're expecting it, they get it, but. You know, we've had a lot of calls about this, and I got mine last night. And it's like,
wow.
It is. Kevin, thank you. Appreciate that. Tom in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Say, I got a question. This guy that's been caught on tape harvesting ballots, is something going to happen to him, or is this just going to be swept under the rug in 6 months like everything else seems to be?
You know, that's a good question. I noticed the president in Duluth brought this up on Wednesday night. And he specifically said, I hope that U.S. attorney is going to do something. That's what he said, which I found a little weird. I don't know why the president has to encourage a U.S. attorney to, you know, do what a U.S. attorney should do, inspect a criminal enterprise in a congressional campaign. And if you noticed, Eric, in the interview we just did with him, kind of did the same thing. I hope some authorities are going to take this on, which I believe is their way of sort of pushing this to say, you know, dig into this. Dig into it.
Well, you know, the problem is these people in power just seem to let this stuff go on and on and on and on, and it never gets resolved.
I agree with you. So what do? You pound away and put the pressure on to make sure this gets dug into.
How about we track this guy down and put him under citizen's arrest?
I'd love to. Maybe that gets somebody's attention. After we do the dumpster diving in North Dakota to find all the ballots that have been thrown out and, you know, see what kind of shenanigans go on with those.
Well, let's go ahead and review a few of the cases that haven't been resolved. These congressmen who use public funds to settle their sexual assault lawsuits. Uranium One hasn't been resolved yet. And a whole slew of others. And a lot of us out here are waiting for something to be done about this.
Good point, Tom. I agree with you. I think you don't give up. We'll ask Senator Kramer about that, though, specifically here next hour for you to say what should happen here. Let's dig into that a little bit. Texas says, listening to your show, yes, we would go to Fargo to support the Trump family. We were at the Bismarck rally as a candidate. We were at the rally in Fargo. Yes, please plan a rally. All right, I'm going to get on it.
All right. One of the reporters asked what kind of treatment the president was going to take. What did he say? Mark Meadows, chief of staff.
Well, I'm not going to get into any particular treatment that he may or may not have. He has mild symptoms. As we look at that, the doctor will continue to provide expertise in the residence. He's in the residence now, and in true fashion, he's probably critiquing the way that I'm answering these questions. I can tell you that a number of us will be reporting back to him on the task at hand.
He is not. In other words, he's all hands on deck.
Is he injecting bleach into his veins?
Oh, I have a bulletin on Biden. Let me get this in quick. Former Vice President Biden will be in three states today: unconscious, semi-conscious, and confused. So just one hand.
Brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good-paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.